Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You are listening to the Hirschsprungs Hour on UK Health Radio, where I interview incredible people with a connection to Hirschsprungs disease and other associated conditions, such as IBD, IBS, Crohn's, colitis, and ulcerative colitis. Each week, I bring you a new and exciting interview with people from all walks of life, including charity founders, models, and professional sports people. We go through the ups and downs of having Hirschsprungs with a positive message throughout. Hello and welcome to episode 56 of Tom's Hirschsprungs podcast. I have another wonderful guest with me today. I am joined by Lexi. Lexi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I think as we spoke a little bit earlier before this, coming on so soon, as we'll go on to mention probably a little bit later on, your son is only 9 months old and you've come on already. So thank you so much for being here. If you'd like to sort of start from the very beginning. So you have a son called Crew, 9 months old, as we mentioned, with Hirschsprungs. You mentioned a little bit before with Hirschsprungs not knowing what it was, like a lot of people who are diagnosed with Hirschsprungs, and you mentioned this very long word that's very difficult to spell. And people don't necessarily know what it is. Would you like to take us from the very beginning?
I would love to. So I have my son Crew. I was pregnant, but previously I have a daughter. She is 4. I was considered high risk because with her, I had her at 35 weeks, so she was premature. I had horrible, horrible preeclampsia. I had really high blood pressure, and I also had COVID. And I had COVID so severe that I coughed through my amniotic sac, and it ruptured. So I went in for my normal doctor's appointment, and I had no amniotic fluid. And they're like, nope, you're having this baby today, or she won't make it. So my pregnancy with Crew, I was already high risk because of all of that I had gone through with my daughter. So right from the beginning, I had 2 appointments a week with Crew. So I would have an ultrasound every week, blood work every week, and my weekly doctor visit, and then a non-stress test. And it was never caught. They all just thought, yes, he's like a healthy, happy baby. I had all the genetic testing. Everything came back low risk. So I was always, scheduled to go in at 37 weeks to have my C-section because I had had a previous C-section and, because just all my preeclampsia and all my high blood pressure. So I went in for my 37 week C-section. It was a Monday morning. Everything went smoothly. And I'm like laying there having my C-section and my doctor is like talking to me, like trying to keep me calm. And he's like, okay, are you ready to hear your baby cry? And I was like, yes. And my husband's like right by me and he's holding my hand. And I could feel that there was no pressure. So I knew he was out. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I like looked at my husband and I'm like, oh my gosh, like please cry, you know? And finally he let out like a little wail. And he was immediately taken to the nurses. They cleaned him up. They let my husband cut his umbilical cord. And they're like, okay, dad, come with me. And then finally I hear like a little bit more of a cry. And the nurse comes over and she's like, okay, he's having a really hard time breathing. We're going to take him to the NICU. Would you like your husband to stay with you, or do you want him to go with your son? And I'm like, no, like, he can go with my son. Go, you know, go. So they take him and they finish up with me and everything. And my husband FaceTimes me when I get to the recovery room, and he's showing me him, and they immediately put his CPAP machine on. And it just wasn't enough. He was really struggling. So then they put him on the ventilator with like the tube down the throat and everything. And then they finally let me see him. This is like a few hours later. And they let me hold him, and he's on that like machine. And it was horrible. Like, that in itself was already like a lot of trauma. And then they slowly weaned him off of that. And then he went back on the CPAP machine, and he was doing good. And over the course of a day or two, he was completely weaned off. And we were like, oh, this is great. But he kept making these like little grunts here and there, like he was uncomfortable. And so like he would get an x-ray and they'd be like, yeah, it's just not looking right in there. And they still hadn't let me feed him. He was still being fed off of the IBN and all of those things. And he was having wet diapers, which was good. And one of the nurses came in. She was a little bit older, and she was like, no, like, looking at him, like, this isn't right. Something's wrong. You know, like, we're so glad that he's breathing, but his belly, he looked like he had like a pregnant belly. And I hadn't noticed that because I was just like, oh my gosh, my son's breathing. You know, I was just so glad, you know, and they're letting me hold him. And I was like, his belly, like, you know. And so she's like, I'm going to order another x-ray. And so they ordered the x-ray. And she's like, no, he's like severely distended. We need to send this to these people, these people, these people. I'm like, okay. And then he got like his first bath. Everything was fine. And then the lady was like, can you just kind of tell me a little bit more? Like, what are they concerned about? Like, how can we get out of the NICU and go back to my normal room? Like, if he's breathing fine, like, do we still need to be in the NICU? And she's like, well, he hasn't pooped. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And she's like, we're going to give him a suppository, and we hope that he passes his meconium plug. And I was like, okay, like, great. Let's do it. Let's get him out of here. You know, I want to be with my baby, and I want to feed him and do all the normal mom things that you look so forward to do, you know? And so they gave him the suppository. Hours went by. We went, they made me go back to my room to eat. And we came back in, and she had like his legs in the air, and he was passing stool. And she was like, see, like, this is his meconium plug. So like, I think we should be good, you know, like, maybe he just needed like a little bit of extra help. So I'm like, okay. So they were like, after he had passed the poop, they gave him another x-ray. And he was still super distended. And they were like, no, like, this still does not look good. Still's not right. And I saw the x-ray, and it looked like, I don't have any medical background, you know, but it looked crazy in there, in his poor little belly. And they were like, okay, like, we're going to make a few phone calls, and we'll come and talk to you in a little bit. So my husband heads back to our room, and I'm in there holding Crew, and the doctor comes in, and he like pulls up a chair, and he's like, do you want me to proceed without your husband? And I'm like, what? And so I'm like, I text my husband. I'm like, get back here now. The doctor's in here ready to talk to us. So he comes back, and he's like, okay, so we think that your son has Hirschsprung's disease, and that's out of our realm here. So he needs to be life-flighted to our children's hospital. And it's a little ways from us. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh. And they're like, yeah, a helicopter is going to come and pick him up in 15 minutes. He's sick. And I was like, you know, processing all this, like, I've got 15 minutes to get ready. I had just had a C-section. What is going on? Like, I thought we were here because my son couldn't breathe. Now he pooped. Like, what is going on, you know? So we have two children's hospitals here. They just opened up a new one that's like 3 minutes away. So he was actually able, they had room for him. So he didn't have to be helicoptered. He was able to be ambulanced there. So they come, they put him in this tube. It's like the craziest thing. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they put him in this tube and connect all these cords and everything. And they wouldn't let me go because my C-section in the ambulance with him, they made my husband. My husband left, went with him. And we luckily got a room. There's 8 rooms open on this floor because the hospital was new. It was, so we got so lucky. It's just like 10 minutes from my parents' house. And I got discharged and I was able to go and be with my husband, with our son Crew in the hospital. And we get there and immediately all of this professional, like all the specialists come in, you know, and they're like looking at him one after another. And they're like talking out in the hall and everything. And they x-ray him. And then some surgeons came in. They had these like gowns on and they're like, okay, we're going to take this tube. And it was a catheter. And they're like, we're going to irrigate him. We're going to shove, like put this water in and flush him out and see. We hope that we get a ton of gas and stool. And I was like, okay, you know. And so they do that and a ton came out, like a ton. Tons of like gas, everything. And they're like, okay, we were hoping for more, but we're happy with how much we got out. So they did another x-ray, like all the things. And the next day they told us that they were going to do the biopsy. So the next day they come in, they took like 3 really good chunks. And they're like, we should have the results in the next few days. But we still want to do the contrast enema. So they do the same thing. They flush, they put the scope through and they see everything. And I can tell, they let us be in there for that. And I can tell by the look on the guy's face who was doing the contrast enema, the one that was looking at the camera, that it wasn't good because he kept taking pictures of one specific spot. So I could hear it click. And he had someone come and look at it too. And me and my husband are looking at each other like, oh my gosh, like it was very, very hard. So we get back to our room and they had to put a tube down his throat because he was having it come up from his belly, the stool. So it was like coming out into this little clear container and so that it didn't make him sick. And that was just horrible because all this black stuff is coming out of my baby's mouth, you know, and it was just so hard to see. He's got all these tubes and all these cords. And meanwhile, I'm trying to, you know, recover and keep myself afloat. I'm like going on no sleep. It was just crazy. And so a few hours go by and a bunch of the surgeons came in. And it was always scary because the surgeons wore green scrubs. So if you ever saw one of them, they were probably coming to bring you bad news. And all the nurses wear the blue scrubs. So a bunch of the green scrub surgeons come in and me and my husband were sitting there and I was holding through and they're like, okay, we have his results back from his biopsy. He 100% has Hirschsprung. And according to his contrast enema and the pictures that we took, we are very concerned that he has a part of the like 10% that have the long stem. And or the long segment, sorry. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm like crying and I'm like, so what does this mean? And they're like, so we want to have him have surgery tomorrow for to do this. They didn't know if he was going to be getting a stoma or if he was going to be getting the pull through until they got in there because it was just crazy. And anyway, but so then we're like, okay. So that day goes on and a few different people came in and looked at him and left. And then one guy comes in and he's like, you know, a lot of us from our colorectal team are going back and forth on what we think is best for Crew. His case, according to the contrast enema, seems to be really severe. But a few of us want to give him the opportunity to do these rectal irrigations and feed and see how he does before we do anything drastic. So we're like, no surgery, you know, like, this is great. Like, let's do these, you know, let's feed him. Like, I want to finally feed my baby, you know. And so he goes, he starts being fed, which was amazing. And they started irrigating him 4 times a day. And he's reacting well to it. He's doing good. His belly is staying distended. He's wanting more food. He's not vomiting. We're getting enough out during the irrigations. So they ended up teaching us how to do it. And they're like, you know what? Like, let's let him go home. Let's let him get a little bit bigger. He was born at 6 pounds, 9 ounces. So still tiny.
Yeah.
But he was doing good and he was responding good. So we both had to pass it off and they sent us on our way. So we go home and we had no problems other than a little bit of blood in his stool here and there, but I guess that's normal. And we waited till he was 4 months old and they wanted him to be about, 10 pounds. So we go in, and we planned for him to have the pull through surgery. And he goes in and they give us phone calls like every hour, just telling us how everything's going to go. And they kept telling us, no, like, I don't think you have anything to be worried about, because if he's been doing so good with the rectal irrigation for this long, like, we should be able to, you know, do the pull through, you know. So they call us and they're like, he's doing good. And they call us again and they're like, okay. And this time it's the surgeon.
Oh.
And he's like, hi, Lexi, you know, so we're in here. It's the size, the part that I have to pull through down to his bum is the size of a Pringles can, which is, you know, that's big. He's like, He's like, you guys were doing an amazing job with the irrigation, but it was not decompressing him enough. And so he's been in a lot of pain. And we are going to be giving him an ileostomy, a loop ileostomy. And I was like, okay, you know, like, that's great. I just want him to be okay, you know. And to hear that your baby's been struggling, like suffering, and you didn't know, as a mom, I'm like, he's 4 months old. Like, this has been going on for a while. And I just have this healthy, happy baby at home. I thought I was, you know. And so they give him the ileostomy. And yeah, he has a bag. And we are so happy to have it. Anyway, yeah, sorry. I just went on like a huge rant.
Oh, no, absolutely fine. These podcasts always work better when I talk less. So,
oh, no.
That's a fascinating story. And just a couple of things to pick up on there. The original hospital you went to seemed very organized to respect Hirschsprung straight away. Because a lot of people that I talk to and the places that they are, they are either sort of told, oh, no, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, you know, it'll be fine. You know, don't worry about it. Or, oh, no, we don't think it's this or we don't think it's that. But to actually think, oh, it's Hirschsprung's or possible Hirschsprung's straight away seems incredibly organized.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Right. So my sister-in-law's mom actually runs labor and delivery for the hospital that I delivered at. And so she came and saw me and she was like, you know, what are they saying? And I was like, they're saying that it's Hirschsprung's. And she's like, he said that? And I was like, yeah, that's what he said it was. And she was like, okay, if that's what he has, like, we've seen this. And he will be okay, you know, trying to calm me down. So yeah, they knew right off the bat. And I, you know, was like Googling it, and then it gets really wonky and you're like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Googling can sometimes be the best thing and the worst thing.
Yeah.
But then to be, and I can only imagine, sort of, you spoke a little bit about the emotions you were feeling having obviously just had a C-section, and then to be told Hirschsprung's, you know, knowing, you know, I don't know, did they explain sort of how rare Hirschsprung's was at the time, sort of in terms of 1 in 5,000? Or
no, they didn't tell me that until like, obviously when I did that Google search, I saw like 1 in whatever have this in the world, but I didn't know how crazy it was until I got to the children's hospital. And they did reassure me, like, no, we've seen this, you know, but I didn't really understand until I started doing my own research. And then it just got slimmer and slimmer as they gave us the news that he had long segment, you know. Yeah, so it's crazy.
To be the, like you said, 10% of the 1 in 5,000 is super, super rare. Really rare. But yeah, absolutely incredible story. And I know something that you've said before this, you said on the form that I hand out, you said that you once Cruz diagnosed with Hirschsprung's, you said you look at life differently. Would you like to go into a little bit about that?
Yeah, gosh, ever since I had my little boy, it's just been, you don't take anything for granted. I had said with Crew, I didn't know that he was in pain and I didn't know all of these things. And he was so resilient. You really don't know what anyone's going through too. It's just been very eye-opening. You don't take anything for granted. A healthy baby is the best thing in the entire world. And you don't realize how good you have it until you don't have that. Going home from the hospital without my little boy, like I had said with my daughter, she was super premature, but came out kicking and screaming. Everything was perfect with her. She went home perfectly fine. It was me that was the one that was having the health problems, you know? But yeah, you just look at everything so much more special and you don't take those little moments for granted, and being able to hold your baby after they come out, you know, like I didn't get that with Crew right away. And so you just really, you really take everything. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's more special.
Absolutely. Sort of take every day as a blessing.
Yes, for sure.
No, that's fantastic, and such an incredible story as well, and I guess very fortunate the fact that they did open up the children's hospital. What do you say, 3 minutes away, rather than having to be airlifted to that particular hospital. In terms of Crew now, I know you post quite a lot on Instagram about him, and he's always smiling. He always seems very, very jolly.
Yeah. He is literally my daughter. He's got these like rosy cheeks. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So he has these rosy cheeks, and we have all these Santas around our house. And my daughter's like, it's just like Crew. He's just like Santa. And I'm like, you're right. He is just like Santa. He is always so happy and jolly, you know? So that's been really fun.
Brilliant. I mean, because you could say that he has, you know, every right in the world to complain or moan or scream or whine or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just incredibly happy and smiley, and that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You said you've had sort of the one surgery so far. In terms of how Crew is at the moment, is there sort of regular checkups and everything, and everything progressing as should be?
Yeah, so he is growing good. He's gaining weight. He's thriving with his ileostomy. We did have a checkup a few months ago, and they told us, you know, our option from here. And they told us we could do his pull-through surgery in a few months. They said, like, right before one, or they suggest when their toilet changed to pee, or we can keep his ileostomy. And they drew us a picture of where his Hirschsprung's starts. And they told us that he will only have a third left, of which is kind of crazy because it's super long.
Nice.
And that he will have really, really wet stools 5 to 6 times a day if we choose to do the pull crew. Or we can choose to keep his ileostomy.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
But it's good to have the choice. And I think, I guess, as we said earlier with the organization, good to have the info there. And good to kind of say, okay, well, we could take this option. But to be informed, I think, is the best. And it sounds like you do a lot of self research as well, which I think is something I'd always advocate for, is to just be, you know, as clued up as possible. It sounds like you do that fantastically well.
Yeah, no, of course. I love to know everything I possibly can about something, and especially when it comes to my kids. And when I'm rocking Crew to sleep every night, I actually read stuff, you know, every night about his Hirschsprung's. And I've been asking everyone, you know, like, oh, if you had a son, or what would you do if this was your kid? Would you pick to keep the ileostomy and have him thrive? But he does have that ileostomy bag, which I hate that colostomies, ileostomies, or whatever it is that you have, they have such a negative stigma about them. I hate it so much. And we were talking about Misha's page, Mr. Crohn Colitis, right? That's, I think, what his handle is. I love that he is so open about having a bag. And it's so great for me to know that there's people like him or like you and that do these things that my son has to look up to. So it's just, it's been really, really a good outlet for me to know that he has that. So yeah, I don't know. I ask everyone, I'm like, what do you do? You know, and I've gotten a lot of mixed feedback, you know?
Yeah, of course. Because in essence, there isn't a right and a wrong, is there?
Right. And it's just too bad that the stigma of having a bag is so poor. I hate it. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I that's what I really hope in the future. And, you know, people like Misha and a few other people that I've interviewed who either have bags or a company called Osteeks who make them are really trying to get rid of that stigma of, oh, having a bag is, you know, you're different or you're this or you're that or the other. You know, it's just part of you in the same way that my scars are part of me. Nobody can see them. There are a lot of people who know I have them, but they're there, you know, and they're part of me. And I do hope I do hope that that, and I think there are a lot of changes being made. There are a lot of people who are very, very positive. And I'd love to sort of cling on to that, the amount of people that are positive. But you did mention Misha there. And that's how I found you originally, by a post by him about Crew and about his ileostomy. How did that collaboration come about?
Yeah, so my husband actually found his page on Instagram, and we just fell in love with his page and all of his content, and he posts different bag techniques he does and just tons of great things. And so I actually messaged him and I was like, hey, I have a little boy. He has Hirschsprung's disease and he has an ileostomy. And I just want you to know, like, this has been so special for me and my family to have and to show, like, that you're working out and you're living a total normal life and you have this ileostomy and you're on the beach and you're swimming and, you know, you're living your best life. And he replied back and he was like, he's like, thank you so much. I do these hero, I forgot what he worded it, but he's like, I do these you've got a friend in me little hero things. And
yes,
I would love to do a post on him if you would be willing to kind of give me just a brief description of the story and send me a picture of your beautiful baby boy. And I'd love to bring awareness to his condition. And I was like, yeah, of course, you know, please. The more people that know about it, the better. Because before, you know, I didn't know. So he did it. And yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, I think we're along the same lines there, aren't we, in terms of wanting people to know about this condition. And I don't know how that kind of manifests itself in the future, but I think, I don't know if you agree with me on this, that I'd love for any, you know, if any anybody gets diagnosed with Hirschsprung's, or any mother has a son or father has a son or daughter diagnosed with Hirschsprung's, I'd love them to know what it is before being told, if that makes sense. What is that? You know,
right.
And I know that that is probably many, many years off.
Yes.
But hopefully in you sharing your story and lots of other people coming on here and sharing their stories, hopefully we'll sort of spread the word. So yes, it's going to be rare. Of course, it's going to be rare. It's 1 in 5,000, give or take. It's never going to be, you know, a common condition. Well, hopefully not going to be a common condition. But I'd love for people to at least know what it is. I don't know if you're along the same lines as that.
Oh, of course, yes.
And but back to Crew momentarily. We drifted off topic a little bit, but that's okay. In terms of Crew now, you said that he's thriving and he's very happy. Just give us a little bit more on his kind of personality. As being sort of 9 months old, I guess babies tend to develop more personality around that age. What's his personality like?
Oh gosh, I could go on and on. He is truly the biggest joy that I could have ever asked for. He's so happy. He is hitting all of his milestones. He's crawling. He's sitting up. He's pulling himself up. He's babbling. He loves his sister so much. My daughter loves to dance and do fun things, and he will clap for her. And it is just so fun to see them together. And I do want to say one thing. My daughter, she has like some sensory, she's very OCD, with Crew having a bag, I was kind of worried that she would kind of maybe be like, oh, like, you know, a little weird about it, and no, she has fully adapted. She knows how, she helps me change his bag.
Wow.
She will help me do it. She knows all the steps, she knows what comes next, and she'll hand it to me. And because he's so wiggly and still so little, it's definitely a two-person job. And I've been home alone with just the kids, and she's been like, no, Mom, I'll help you do it. And it's been really amazing to see her be like, Crew, you have Hirschsprung's disease, and it's okay. It's okay if you go poop in a bag. We don't care, you know? And that just goes, again, to say, like, how resilient kids are. And that he's just a totally normal baby. You know, he's so happy. And a lot of people that I've seen, they wouldn't even know. They would be like, oh, he has what? I wouldn't have ever even thought, you know, or he's been through what? He's had a surgery and, you know, and it's just, it's a really big blessing. And we are so lucky that he is so happy because I know a lot of babies, they have a really hard time when they have Hirschsprung's and all the surgeries. And I've read so many about like the failure to thrive, just, you know, all of the other complications that come with this disease. And we've just been so, so blessed to have such a happy, vibrant baby that's doing so well.
That's lovely. And I love the way that you look at it in that sense as well, because it is so, so easy to go, why was I the one in 5,000? You know, why did this happen? I mean, well, it's not one in 5,000. It's 10% of one in 5,000. My math isn't so good. I don't know what that is, but it's very rare.
Yes.
But it's very, very easy to think like that. And I guess people do from time to time. I know I have from time to time, think, you know, why me? You know, I had no family history of it or anything. So, you know, right. Why me? But I do love the way that you are so positive about it. And it's fantastic to hear that your daughter's so engaged with Crew as well. I find that's heartwarming to me. That's fantastic.
Yes. And when we were in the hospital, you know, we had tons of family members get us books. And there's some really, really good books on Hirschsprung's on Amazon for kids. One of them is called, I think, Oleostomy. Oleostomy has like a cute little bear on it. And then one is, I think it's just called Hirschsprung's disease. And it's super cute. And, you know, we read them and she'll try to read them to him. And it talks about all the little kids. Like one little boy has just a bunch of scars on his belly. One has an ileostomy bag. So it's very cute and it's been very good. And for me as a mom to see them still connect and knowing my daughter has like these issues, you know, that she's not like, you know, weirded out by it. And she loves him so much. So.
But that's interesting that it could very easily, you know, have gone the other way. And she could have said, you know, no, not interested, whatever. But the fact that she's almost sort of gone the other way towards him is so lovely. And I love hearing that. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been very special to see. So.
Lovely. So in terms of Crew's future, I know you sort of mentioned a little bit about potentially medically wise, what may happen, what may not happen, what you might look at in the future. In terms, and we mentioned a little bit about his personality as well. In terms of his sort of future going forward, I know he's only 9 months old and I'm not asking you to plan what job he's going to have, what he's going to do, this, that, the other.
Right.
But what would you, apart from obviously being happy and healthy, what else would you like to see for Crew in the future?
Oh, you know, we are still unsure what we are going to decide. I go back and forth on the pull-through surgery or keeping his back because a lot of doctors have just told us, you know, you got to pick what, like, you got to kind of pick your poison. Do you want him going to the bathroom 5-6 times a day or do you want him to have back? And my husband is very like, you know, he's thriving. He's doing so good. Let's let him keep the bag. And I think that that's kind of what we are leaning more towards. But for Crew, I would really, he is so much love to give. And if you are around him, you could just feel it. And I really believe that he was given this to help other people. And I think that if, you know, we do choose to keep the bag, that he can, you know, change that stigma a little bit and, you know, embrace it. And I just hope that, you know, he can be like a little voice for everyone that, you know, I'm totally fine and I live a totally normal life and I'm healthy and I'm happy and I'm, you know, doing all these things. And so, yeah.
So it can go effectively. Yeah, no, that sounds absolutely fantastic. So we'll go on and be kind of an ambassador in a way of people with stoma bags. And
yeah, I hope.
Go and be somebody that says, look, I have this and, you know, I live a normal life and I do this and I do that and whatever. No, that's absolutely fantastic.
I mean, he's only 9 months, so we've...
Yeah, but that's what I say. Not going into, you know, career front planning here or anything like that, but I always tend to like to ask about the future sometimes because I think it's certainly something I'd think of, and I think sometimes it's good to not look too far ahead, right. But to just sort of have a little plan and kind of think, right, you know, this could happen, that could happen, then yeah, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you ever so much for sharing Crew's story, for joining me, and I wish you, Crew, and the rest of your family all the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is so amazing that you do this, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Hirschsprungs Hour on UK Health Radio. You can find me on Facebook under Tom's Hirschsprungs Podcast or Instagram on Tom's_Hirschsprungs_podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show and we'll bring you another episode soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.